of the last of four music director candidates takes the podium next weekend for Illinois Symphony Orchestra's season closer. It's not Naomi Wu, as expected. Alternate Alejandro Gomez Guillen replaces Wu. Wu withdrew her candidacy due to other opportunities. Joyce Yang is the guest soloist, playing Grieg's Piano Concerto, works by Hindemith, Lily Boulanger, and Gratsina Batsevich complete the program. Guillen filled in for Wu last winter when a family emergency kept her away. Still, Guillen tells WGLT's Lauren Warnicke he was still surprised when the call came, notifying him he was in.
We tell these stories about these sorts of things happening in the artistic world, but they almost don't happen. I am, you know, a good colleague of Naomi's, and I'm always just, of course, wishing her the best. She really is a fantastic musician and a fantastic conductor, and no matter what she's going to do, it's going to be great. So I'm excited for her, and at this time, of course, I'm also grateful.
What did you think the chances were that you'd be in this position at this point in the process?
You know, it's interesting because I was two things. For your, especially with your background, Lauren, I don't know if you ever listened to the Moth Radio Hour, but there's a beautiful episode on that, on the like getting ready to get a chance to do something. And you're like, you prepare for the thing and you don't know if you get the thing. But you prepare for it anyway, and deep down you're really thinking, oh my gosh, what if I got the thing, right? And there's this one episode about this Broadway person who, like, yeah, I mean, the whole journey of being an understudy, and it's really moving and really beautiful. The repertoire wasn't chosen by me. That's a challenge in and of itself, and I'm sure we can talk about that more. But it's still an opportunity to share four very important pieces of music that should be heard, that bear reinterpretation, even if two of them are so well known. It's that beauty of getting to do a specific thing with a specific group of people in a specific venue at a specific time and moment. And that's why we go back to these pieces.
Each of the candidates had a little bit of a different idea about how they would shape their lives around this position, should they get it?
The important question.
Right.
I knew that this was coming. No, I mean, the short answer is that anything that I say I'm able to do, I commit to fully, and I'm present and I'm on the ground doing whatever needs to be done to make it successful. So that's the short version. Specifically, you know, of course, it's a collaboration, it's a conversation. It's not just me telling the Illinois Symphony, this is what I can do. It's also like, okay, what do you guys need? How could this work? What have you had in the past? What has worked in the past? Let's arrive to a situation in which we can be mutually happy. I have no doubt that I would be able to juggle that, as it were, with all my other commitments, in a very devoted and present way.
One potential barrier is that you didn't get to select this program. I know you did swap one piece, right?
Yeah. So my task was sort of like, okay, these are the two pieces that we will do no matter what, which makes perfect sense. I mean, the parts are rented, the soloist is engaged, the musicians are hired. Like, this is a very much a real world situation in which you step into a quote-unquote pre-existing model. But the beauty of it is that we can still shape the pieces however we want.
I've attended classical music concerts for 35 years at this point. I have never in my lifetime seen a program that had two female composers on it. And so I know when you made the swap, you did swap a female composer for a female composer to maintain that balance. Can you talk a little about that choice?
The limiting factors or the, not even the limiting factors, the parameters were, okay, I need to find another piece written by a woman, ideally also European of the same time period that also has the same instrumentation and that is also under 10 minutes. Go. It was a great challenge, and I've gone to conduct several for other pieces of Batsevich's pieces for string orchestra, and here we have this incredible composer who was very well regarded in her time, who won all these prizes, who was, it was never like really an issue of like very good for a woman. No, it was like she's an amazing composer, and to me at least. It was important to open the program with a piece that gets us going, like right off the bat, with the most sort of kinetic energy. And I think that's what I love the most about that particular piece. It's like a study in motion and energy. You don't quite know what hit you until beyond it's over. And I just love that aspect of like the orchestra tunes. I walk on and barely I have stepped on the podium and dum pum pum chaga diga 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 diga. I mean, it's like here we go. Off to the races. I'm particularly excited about the Boulanger, especially in that sweet spot opening the second half, which I think it's in a way my favorite part of a concert because you've already gotten people for the first half. They've clearly chosen to stay. They've taken a little break. They're excited to take it on in. And then it's this very special place where we just kind of go to a deeper place. And even though the piece is called A Sad Evening, you know, it's let's not focus on that being a sad evening, but it's, the subject matter, the conversations with even our mortality, like it's so deep, it's so profound. And I'm just excited about that aspect of it.
Alejandro Gomez-Guillen leads the Illinois Symphony next Saturday at the Center for Performing Arts at Illinois State University. The music director and 2024-25 season are due to be announced this summer.
Support for arts and culture coverage on WGLT comes from PNC Financial Services. PNC is committed to supporting local arts and culture events in the communities they serve.